Hello.
Good evening. Good evening, sir. I'm calling with the, we just conducted an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? Just for a statistical purpose only, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? Can you be so kind? Share a few minutes. Thank you, sir. Very kind of you. Now, moving on. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure we're reaching everybody in your community, can you tell me what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, American Indian, Pacific Island? Thank you. Now, moving on. Are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
You're registered. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Believe me. As you may know, in November 23rd, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Now, though sometimes things are coming up and that prevents people from voting, as it stands right now, sir, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain that you're going to vote?
Almost certain.
Almost certain? Okay, thank you, sir. Now, do you plan to vote by mail, but early in person, or vote in person on election day?
In person on election day.
And election day. Thank you. Now, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general elections on a scale from 0 to 10? The 0 means that you're not at all motivated? 10. Okay, thank you. And I would like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Okay? Use any number between 0 to 10. If you don't recognize your name, you let me know. Emmanuel Ramey, from 0 to 10.
I don't know who that is.
Never heard of him?
No.
Okay. How about Nancy Dake? I'm sorry. Nancy Dakeauer. Do you recognize or never heard the name?
5.
5? Okay. And how about Mr. Farhan Getty? Recognize the name? Or heard the name? And Andrew Ginther. For 0 to 10.
7.
7, okay. And how about Shannon Harding for 0 to 10?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. How about Nick Bankstone? Same question. 0 to 10?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. And the Columbus City Council in general, to the best of your knowledge, can you pick up a number from 0 to 10?
6.
6, okay. And how about Adrian Hood? Recognize the name?
4.
4? And Louise Gill for 0 to 10.
3.
3, okay. And Joseph Moto for 0 to 10.
I don't recognize the name.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on. Now, next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Now, thinking about the Columbus City Council right now, which of the following comes closer to your view, even if neither is exactly right? Now, the first one, I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing. Second one, I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in new direction. First one or second one?
First one,
thank you. Now moving on. If the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, will you vote for Joseph Moto or Andrew Ginther?
Andrew Ginther.
Okay, Mr. Ginther. And now moving on. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Ramey?
The first one.
Andrew Hood? Okay, thank you. And how certain are you that you will be voting for Adrian Hood for Columbus City Council? Very certain, somewhat, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Somewhat certain.
Somewhat certain. Okay, thank you. And if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Mr. Farhan Jaidi or Nick Bankston?
Mr. Farhan.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Now, hi, sir. Now, you will be voting for Mr. Farhan Jaidi for the Columbus City Council. Very, somewhat, not too certain, and not at all.
Not too certain.
Not too certain. Okay. Then, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louise Gill or Nancy Dakeauer?
Louise Gill.
Okay. And how certain are you that you will be voting for Mr. Gill for the Columbus City Council? Very somewhat, not too certain. Thank you. Now moving on. This November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $9,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operating expenses, at a rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvements, at a collected rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value. Now, for continued period of the time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. Now, the question is, sir, if the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, approve the measure. Okay, moving on. In politics today, sir, do you consider yourself a Republican and Democrat or an independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate your patience. We're almost done, okay? Now, do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong. Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And for who did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or you were not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else? Mr. Biden? Okay. And last year, sir, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. 24, 34,000, 44,000, 54. What's your best estimate?
180.
74. 84? Okay, thank you, sir.
180.
Now, 180. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Okay, 90, 85 to 99, 100 to 200, okay? Thank you. Very kind of you, sir, for sharing your opinion. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes the survey, okay? Enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy your program, sir. I'm sorry I interrupt you, but thank you.